It's time for Big Blue Kickoff Live. Only on Giants.com.
Smith back to throw. Has time over the middle. Intercepted by Roll again. Antrell to the 20. Needs a block. Pinball down to the 5. Roll call time. Antrell with back-to-back picks.
Manning back to throw. Steps up. Deep ball down the middle of the field.
He's got Cruz. 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up. Gets hit by Canty.
Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants.
There goes Wilson again. Trying to break to the outside. Wilson cuts it back to his right, needs a block, and Wilson's going to go. He's to the 10, 5, touchdown, Giants, 97 yards.
Now, here's your host, John Schmelk.
Welcome to Big Blue Kickoff Live right here on Giants.com, 201-939-4513, 201-939-4513. Also on Twitter, you can send in your questions and comments to hashtag Giants Chat, and it's all brought to you by Andrew Mark. Good morning, everybody. I'm John Schmelk. One day away from the weekend when NFL teams can begin to talk to free agents on other teams. Signings can't happen until the 12th, but on the 9th, that's tomorrow, they can start talking. All the rumors will start flying, and guys will start moving places, and we're going to get a better sense of what some of these rosters are going to look like in 2013. Now, obviously, the Giants don't announce any of this stuff, and none of it is official, according to the New York Giants, but according to reports from a number of sources, Ralph Vacchiano had it, Paul Schwartz had it, Tom Rock. I can go through the laundry list if you want me to. But they all reported yesterday the Giants restructured a handful of contracts, Corey Webster, David Boss, to create some more money under the salary cap to give them some room to work. Now, again, according to reports and according to their sources, the Giants have around $9 million of salary cap space to operate with. What the actual official number is, I don't know. The Giants don't release that information. So the Giants have given themselves some flexibility to make some moves when free agency begins next week. And obviously, if reports are to be correct, Ralph Vacchiano, had an article on the Daily News this morning. Sources say their first priority is re-signing Kevin Booth and Martellus Bennett. I think Booth's probably a higher priority. I understand that, and I believe the Giants are interested in bringing back their own guys. You want to have a consistent core. That's how it goes in the NFL. That's how you win football games. But the question I have for you guys this morning, we've talked about the Giants' own fringe a lot over the course of this offseason. What do you want the Giants to do outside the organization? What players that are out there that you want them to look at, maybe bring in to make the Giants a little bit better in 2013? There are a lot of guys out there. We'll go through them. But we got a couple people on hold waiting to talk some Giants football. Let's get to them at 201-939-4513 and start with Pete in Pennsylvania. Pete, good morning.
Morning.
How are you, Pete?
Oh, fine. I'm fine. Giants football. Myself,
yes.
I've been a fan since the Alex Webster, Frank Gifford days.
Very nice.
But I can't, it's very difficult for me now to continue to be a Giant fan.
Why is that, Pete?
Why is that? Because I can't stand inconsistency every Sunday, and I can't stand hot and cold. You're either going to play consistent football, aggressive football, or forget it.
I understand your pain with the inconsistency, but it's hard to get too upset when you do have two Super Bowls in the last 5 years.
Well, you know, let's not talk about past. I want to know future.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Me personally, there's absolutely positively no way I'd pay Eli Manning $100 million to be a quarterback. Absolutely not. He's not a Brady, he's not a Breeze, and he will never be his brother.
Is he? Do you think he's as good as Joe Flacco?
I think Flacco's better.
Do you really think Joe Flacco's better than Eli Manning?
You want me to tell you something about Eli Manning?
Sure.
Eli Manning is good.
Okay.
When he's got 5 minutes to throw the ball, when he's got people in his face, he takes the ball and heaves it. And wherever it goes, it goes.
Well, I can tell you that that's the case for a lot of quarterbacks in this league. Very few quarterbacks play extraordinarily well when they have defenders in their face.
Giants have no line. They have no offensive line. They can't give Manning the time. They need help. The Giants need help, and why on earth are they keeping Corey Webster? I have no idea. He stinks. Well, in plain English.
No, they don't really have, Pete, any other cornerbacks on the roster to replace him if they let him go. That's the problem.
That's the problem. That's absolutely the problem. But believe me, last year he got beat. He was pathetic.
He had a bad year. There's no question.
Yeah, he had a bad year. And I mean, they've got to do something. Running backs, they've got some good prospects, but they need a proven running back. I mean, they've got some kids in there that are going to be good, but they need a proven running back. And they have Cruz and Hicks, that's fine, but what happens when those two guys get double teamed? They need a halfback or somebody that they can throw the ball to. I can't see the Giants unless they get, and of course they need a linebacker. There's a lot of help. The Giants need help.
You want to rebuild this whole team from scratch, don't you, Pete? You want to cut basically the whole Okay, I want to do this a little differently. Who do you want to keep? Instead of talking about who you want to change, who do you like? Who do you want to be on this team next year?
Well, I can see Cruz. Hicks.
Excellent.
I can see them.
Okay.
Marcellus Bennett came through.
All right, you want Bennett back?
I can see him.
All right, you want Bennett back? All right, now we're getting somewhere. Pete, who else do you want on this team next year? What do you got?
All their new running backs they have, I could see them.
Okay.
Bradshaw, definitely I could see him going because he is a physical problem.
Well, Bradshaw's already gone, so don't worry about that.
Right, yeah. Okay.
How about defense? Who do you want back on D, Pete?
Blackburn played good ball for them.
Chase, you want to bring Chase back. All right. How about defensive lineman? Who do you want back on the D-line?
Well, they're going to keep Beatty.
Defensive line, Pete, not offensive line. Defensive.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Who else they got on the defensive line?
Jason Pierre-Paul?
Oh, definitely. No, they can't get rid of him.
Right. Of course not. How about Antrell Roll? Do you like him at safety? Do you like Antrell at safety, or do you want to get rid of him too?
No, you can hang on to him.
Okay, that's good.
What are they going to do for linebackers?
They're going to have to bring in some new guys to play linebacker. Jaquan Williams might be a starter, maybe Chase if they bring him back, but that's something they're going to have to figure out, Pete.
I would like to see, their talk about possibly, I hear
boy.
Steven Jackson may be interested if the Giants would approach him, but Steven Jackson, he's been around. He's like a Jacobs.
That's correct.
I don't know if anybody else wants him.
Well, I think Steven Jackson is still a little bit better than Brandon Jacobs. He has rushed for 1,000 yards, I think, each of the last 5 or 6 years.
I could possibly see him going to the Giants and giving them some help at running back.
All right, Pete.
There's 50 guys out there that are going to be available.
50. Nice. That's a
there's
lot of guys.
There's got to be some top players. I mean, it's always
guys.
Been – My evaluation of the Giants that they do not, the organization does not want to pay top dollar for quality players. They want to pick up.
You just complained they paid Eli Manning $100 million.
Yeah.
When
was the last time they picked up somebody else and paid him $100
million? $100 million? Well, you can't pay more than one guy $100 million on your roster. The salary cap doesn't allow it.
Right. And they put themselves in a box by giving him that kind of money. The guy's not a $100 million quarterback. He's not.
No, but Pete, that's the going rate. For a quarterback of Eli Manning's caliber, you're going to have to pay him upwards of $20 million a year, between 18 and 20 a year. That's just the going rate for quarterbacks.
Well, if he gives me consistency at quarterback, fine.
He gave you two Super Bowls in 5 years, Pete. What else do you want?
Again, you're living on the past.
It was 2 years ago. Pete, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. I can't go. Goodbye. I can't do it anymore. I had fun for a while, and I couldn't take it. Oh, boy. Pete, thank you. Appreciate it. Love the passion. They don't give people money, but Eli Manning's the guy they shouldn't give the money to. Who do you want to bring for $100 million if you don't pay Eli Manning? It's not like franchise quarterbacks grow on trees here. I mean, come on, folks. Pete, I love you to death. You've called before. I appreciate it, but come on, dude. He wants to have 12 men on the roster next year based on who the Giants had in 2012. I understand the inconsistency is frustrating. At 9-7, you want to do better. I get all that, but Pete, he's talking about the Giants of the St. Louis Rams here, or the Cleveland Browns, the Raiders. Come on now. It's a lot better than that. 201-939-4513. We're going to go to Montrell down in Miami. Montrell, good morning. How are you, pal? Montrell, go ahead, man. Sorry about that.
Okay. I just had a quick question. I want to know, do you think the Giants have a chance in signing Daniel Ellerbe? Will they make a run at him?
The problem, I think Ellerbe is looking to really cash in. Ellerbe, obviously a free agent from the Ravens. He had an excellent job. Did an excellent job last year, a linebacker for Baltimore. He's going to want a lot of money. And while the Giants do need help with the linebacker position, and I think to a certain extent they could find the way to fit him in, I think he's looking to make a big payday. He's probably going to be one of the higher-paid linebackers in this year's free agent group. I'm not sure the Giants have the resources to give him the type of money he's looking for.
Oh, okay. I also seen some mid-round D linemen. I forgot one of the guys from Seattle Seahawks.
Well, I got a couple lists here. Is he a D-tackle or is he a D-end?
D-tackle.
All right, let me take a look here. Let me see if I can find who you're talking about. Defensive tackles. You said he's from the Seahawks, right?
Yes.
Alan Branch, is that who you're talking about?
Yes, Alan Branch. Yeah. I think he's pretty good pass rusher and plays well against the run also. I don't think he'll actually want that much money. Do you think he'll be a chance?
Yeah, I don't think, Alan Branch is a good player. He's very consistent. He's part of a Seattle Seahawks defense that did a very good job last year. He's 28 years old. He made $3 million last year. And look, defensive tackles, unless you're a big sack guy, you're generally not going to make a ton of money. He only had one sack last year. He played in all 16 games. He's a solid player. He's 6'6". He's 325. He can stop the run. That's what he's best at. I think he would be a decent fit on that Giant defensive line. The only problem you have is that he's very similar to Linval Joseph. Both those guys are guys that'll clog the middle, stop the run, take on double teams. Neither guy is really a guy that'll get to the quarterback. So I think he's a little redundant with Linval Joseph to a certain extent, but I do think he's the type of young veteran that the Giants will look for. That's under 30, working on his second contract that can help him at defensive tackle this year, considering they had to let Chris Canty go due to salary cap considerations.
Okay, great. And I just want to say one more thing before I actually log off.
Sure.
I'll always be a New York Giants fan, no matter how bad they play.
Mm-hmm.
I can never root for anyone else.
Very good.
Giants Nation for life, for life. So I don't care. Everyone is going to have up and down seasons, they always have my vote, no matter what.
All right, appreciate it. Good call. Thanks,
Thank
Montrell.
You.
Have a good one, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And can't ever doubt any Giant fans' loyalty. 201-939-4513. We're going to go to L.A. He's been holding. Let's say hello to Steven. Steven, good morning. Very early out there in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
What's up?
Do you think the Giants are fit to play and beat the Patriots?
To beat the Patriots? I would be more worried about beating teams in the NFC before you start worrying about teams in the AFC, Steven. How about beating the Cowboys and then the Redskins and the 49ers first?
Well, the Redskins, it looks like RG3 is not too hot right now, so it looks like they might be able to beat them. But I agree what Pete was saying before, that there's no reason they should be paying Eli Manning that much money.
Well, the only problem you have is, and I can't believe I'm getting these Eli Manning calls, but if you want a top quarterback, you have to pay the bills for a top quarterback. And
he's not a top quarterback. He's not good as Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, any of those guys.
Don't you believe he's at least a top 10 quarterback? Even if he's not a top 3 or 4 guy, don't you think he's a top 10 guy?
Maybe top 10 right now in the league, maybe number 11 or 12.
I mean, I just want Giant fans to look at this in a big picture. Eli Manning, or let me put it this way. Joe Flacco has never had a regular season that's as good as Eli Manning's. Never. Never, 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 never. And frankly, it's not even close.
And he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Eli has two!
Yeah, but that wasn't the past. You
know, oh my goodness. All right, Steven, I appreciate the call. Pete in Pennsylvania has corrupted the minds of young Giant fans everywhere. Steven, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for checking in. That's in the past. Oh, my God. What's going on here? People killing Eli Manning? What's happening? What's going on? Oh, man. I know people are looking forward to the weekend. Maybe they went drinking last night or something. I don't know what's going on. 201-939-4513. Let's go to – is that Dave in Rochester? Dave, what's going on, pal? How are you?
David's in Fairlawn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. Go ahead, man. What's up, pal?
I don't understand all this hate for Eli.
No, I don't know what's going on, Dave. I'm confused.
I mean, he is just an average salaried top quarterback. I don't – plus he's delivered 2 Super Bowls. Last year he played without a running game or Knicks. I expect Eli to bounce back. My first question was, do you think Knicks is going to be able to return to his former form?
If he's healthy, yes. But the thing I worry about with Akiem Knicks, and I think this is something the Giants will have to consider when they start working out an extension or give him a new contract, is that Akiem Knicks has been injury prone since he's gotten into the league.
Yeah.
And whenever a guy at that young age, in my opinion, has those type of leg issues. It is always a leg issue with Knicks. It's a knee, it's a hamstring, it's an ankle, it's a foot, whatever. And they have those sort of injuries earlier in their career. I feel like over the long term, it can slow them down a little bit. And I think the Giants are going to be very leery when they make that decision of whether or not they bring back Akiem Knicks long term if his body is going to hold up. Now, for the next...